record at 12:37.
All right, so I'd like to go to item number 4E, case number 18-06. Carla Lampert, physical therapist. Carla, why don't you come forward?
Where are you?
4E.
4E.
1806.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay, we're ready?
You're ready.
Remember recording?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. So, Ms. Lampert is here asking for an early termination of the board order 18-06. And I'm assuming if needed, you can answer some questions for us, right? Would anyone like to ask a question? Go ahead.
Ms. Lampert, can you tell us what you've learned from this experience?
Yes, and there's been quite a lot. I would say, first and foremost, I've been able to self-reflect in ways that I can become a better professional and an individual. The Probe Ethics course was, it was kind of a life-changing experience, actually, not just professionally. It allowed me to dig deep into a lot of the things that I know I had, but they were, they needed to come to the surface. It brought a lot of mindfulness and awareness to that. It really got me thinking, especially as a new grad, or even as someone more experienced now, I can't just rely on someone's advice and mentoring to know what is right. I'm responsible as a professional to know the law and be self-informed. And taking the jurisprudence the second time around, I got so much more than the first time I ever took it. So I think it just made me more aware altogether.
Good. Thank you for your answer.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
I have a motion.
I make a motion to grant Ms. Lampert early termination of board order 1806.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for sticking around.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So because we have another attorney here to handle the formal, let's move to the formal hearings.
Okay.
And see how many we can get through and take care of those. And then we go back to 4C. All right. And I think you want to start with
Mr. McIntyre.
Number 7, right?
Yeah, let's start with Mr. McIntyre.
Okay. Because we're going to have him by phone.
Right. So if you could get Mr. McIntyre on the phone for me. Are you ready for him to be on the phone, Mona, or do you want a few minutes?
I have 7 files I need to card over there, but I'm organized.
Okay,
so
go ahead and get him on the phone.
Good afternoon.
All right, this is Robert that I'm talking to?
It is.
Okay.
It's Robert.
Thank you very much for being available. All right.
there's a little bit of an echo on my end.
Okay, all right.
Let me see if I can move and take care of that. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, all right.
Oh, great.
All right, so this is a formal administrative hearing, so I've got a script that kind of I need to go through, so let me start there. This is the time and date to handle the matter dealing with Robert McIntyre, case number 19-12. It's scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Board members present for this hearing are, let's have everybody introduce themselves, roll call.
Joshua Greer, public member.
Peggy Hunter, professional member.
Karen Bustillo, professional member.
Mark Cornwall, professional member.
Jessica Remick, professional member.
Michael Clinton, public member.
Let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing and all pleadings of record. Will the parties please identify themselves first with the state?
Yes, good afternoon. Mona Baskin, Assistant Attorney General, representing the state of Arizona in this matter.
Okay. And then Robert, introduce yourself.
Robert McIntyre, I'm a licensed physical therapist from New York, New Jersey, and Arizona.
Okay. Robert, do you understand that you have the right to be represented by an attorney?
I do.
Okay, and you understand that by proceeding without representation of legal counsel, you are waiving your right to such representation at this hearing?
I do.
Okay, of course you may seek legal counsel in any subsequent proceedings, such as an appeal, if there is one. You understand that this hearing is your opportunity to present testimony and evidence on your behalf?
I do.
You understand that should you appeal the board's decision, the record you make at this hearing today will be evidence considered by a court and determine whether the board's decision was proper.
I understand.
Okay. Would the staff please review the file?
But no, this is a formal hearing.
Okay, all right, I need to read the rest of the sentence. Okay. Review the file and state how the respondent was served with notice of hearing.
So, is that something you do or I do, Mona?
I believe that Mr. McIntyre is here and present. Mr. McIntyre has received the complaint notice of hearing and is participating in the proceedings. Mr. McIntyre, is that correct that you have received the complaint notice of hearing and are participating in the proceedings?
Yes.
And then the complaint notice of hearing was issued by the board on, it was mailed by regular and certified mail and by email on December 11th of 2019.
Are there any?
I do. I'm just having a little difficulty hearing Ms. Baskin. I'm not sure if I heard everything correctly. It's a little faint.
Okay, I apologize, Mr. McIntyre. This is the challenge of the telephonic communication. I was just going over with the board that the complaint and notice of hearing was issued on December 11th of 2019, both by regular, certified, and electronically to your address of record, and that was received. And you did receive it, and you are aware of it. Okay.
Yes, very good. I did receive it. Thank you.
All right. And that service was proper in this case.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Are there any preliminary matters that the board needs to consider?
Yes. Dr. Cornwall, members of the board, Mr. McIntyre and I have spoken prior to the proceeding. He's reviewed the complaint notice of hearing, and in our discussions, however, the board would want to verify this from him. He is not contesting the factual allegations or the statutory violation. He agrees that those have occurred. We are wishing to limit the proceeding today to argument on what's the appropriate penalty in this case. Mr. McIntyre also did provide additional information that he would like the board to consider, and I have photocopied that for you. It's his curriculum vitae and several continuing education courses that he has taken.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Greer. And those are being provided to the board, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for providing that.
You're welcome.
You agree with everything, so that you have reached an agreement with the state regarding findings of fact and conclusions of law?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Would the state give us an idea what they think would be a reasonable penalty?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, members of the board, Mr. McIntyre. This consent agreement was entered into and was, this order was effective May 31st of 2016. This is the year of 2020. There's been a significant time that has passed. It was 6 months probation required that Mr. McIntyre complete the ethics course and also a documentation course. He did complete the ethics course. He took the probie course. The documentation course has not been completed. I understand that he has relocated to New Jersey and is working out there. However, pursuant to this order, he had an obligation to complete this documentation course and is compliant with the consent agreement. So I think at this time, the board has several options in front of them because this is a formal hearing. The state's position is that there would be a state revocation order entered in this case. However, that revocation would be stayed, and Mr. McIntyre would have 6 months to complete a documentation course, a six-hour documentation course, and also pay a civil penalty of $500. If that does not occur within the six-month period, then his Arizona license would be revoked. There was sufficient time that has passed. There was no communication regarding an extension. So the state's position is that this is a fair and equitable way to resolve the matter. It gives Mr. McIntyre one more time, however, if he does not comply and fulfill those requirements, his license would be revoked. Thank you.
Mr. McIntyre, is this consistent with what you know?
We did not agree on penalty.
Oh,
we were going to take our positions here.
All right. Then do you have any comment about that proposed discipline?
Well, I guess I had hoped that I don't understand a suspension versus a revocation. The other civil penalty, I had hoped that there wouldn't be one. I thought maybe we... I'm not sure what even decree of censure would mean, but I'd hope there'd be no monetary civil penalty in this case.
Okay. But it sounds like you're okay with doing the 6 hours of continuing education.
Absolutely. I'm having a little bit of difficulty. The requirement of the consent order was that this course be completed live and in person. And I'm having a difficult time finding it nearly impossible to locate such a course. In Exhibit D, I put together just a list of courses that I've checked. And it's not exhaustive. Courses that I've checked to find a live 6 hour course. So I just asked the board please consider that I take or find another suitable course that may be online or via webinar, some sort of other optionality.
So my understanding is that the board can either accept the proposal by the state or we can come up with a new, different one.
I think all you need to do is make closing statements.
Chairman, members of the board, you may want to give each party an opportunity to make a summation, closing summation to you. And then once that's done, you can certainly go into deliberations, but at the appropriate time, I will ask you to consider moving into exhibit, the licensee's exhibits A through D that is offered, just so it's part of the administrative record. At that time, please ask the state if they have any objections to those admissions. I don't know if the state is intending to offer any exhibits, but we should get all of that done. And then thereafter, consider adopting the factual allegations set forth in the complaint as your findings of fact. The charges as your conclusions of law before determining what is the appropriate outcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I help you?
Concluding statement, I'm just trying to say, I think the state goes last, right?
No, I would give the state the opportunity to go first,
okay.
And then a brief rebuttal.
But I would accept the exhibits first.
Yeah. All right, so
I move to accept the exhibits.
Second.
Can we ask if the state has any objections to any
objections?
The state does not have any objections, and the state does have state's exhibits 1 through 5. Mr. McIntyre has a copy of those, and we have those electronically for the board. It's basically the consent agreement. It's the investigative report. It's email correspondence with between the board and Mr. McIntyre. It's actually, I included Mr. McIntyre's response to the complaint and also his completion of the probie ethics course, which indicates that he did comply. He did comply with the ethics course, however, albeit untimely.
So we have a motion and a second for Mr. McIntyre's exhibits.
I demand a motion to include the state's exhibits as well.
Well, let's, if we could, thank you, but can we get a vote on the licensee's exhibits first, since there's a motion and a second?
Yep.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pestillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The exhibits are accepted.
Thank you. Now, if we could.
I move to accept the state's exhibits.
Thank you.
Second.
And can we, and again, can we just ask Mr. McIntyre if he has any objections?
All right, Mr. McIntyre, do you have any objection in including the state exhibits?
No, I do not.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Greer?
Thank you.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pestillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The state's exhibits are accepted.
Thank you. And now would be the appropriate time to ask the state if they would like to make a closing argument.
Okay. Closing argument from the state.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, Mr. McIntyre, this is a pretty simple case. It involves non-compliant with the consent agreement that is almost 5 years old. There were simple requirements to take both an ethics course and both a documentation course. Although the ethics course has been taken, it was taken in an untimely manner. The documentation course is still outstanding. The state's position is that a state revocation is appropriate, 6 months probation to complete the 6-hour documentation course. The state does not object to that course being taken online. And the reason why is Mr. McIntyre is out of state. He is no longer within the state of Arizona. And I believe that he has taken shared with me that he's done an exhaustive search to obtain a course. However, that is completely within the board's purview. What is really important is that documentation course be a requirement of any board order. I also believe that a $500 civil penalty is appropriate in this case based on the untimeliness and the length of time that has lapsed since the board order has been in place. I believe that the state revocation will provide the appropriate incentive to Mr. McIntyre to comply and also will protect the state and the state's interest in having this matter resolved. Thank you.
All right. McIntyre, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I will agree with the state's closing statement and comply with what's been stated. Yes.
Okay. All right. So the board will now move into discussion. Okay. So if we have questions further, we'll ask you, but we're going to deliberate.
I would move that we accept the factual allegations stated in the complaint request for formal hearing as our findings of fact.
Second.
Moved in second to accept the findings of fact as written in the complaint and notice of hearing. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pestillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Findings of fact are accepted.
I move that we accept the allegations of unprofessional conduct stated in the complaint for notice of formal hearing as our conclusions of law.
Second.
Been moved in second to accept the conclusions of law. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pestillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Conclusions of law are accepted.
I move that we, for discipline, find that these rises to revocation. However, that revocation be stayed for 6 months to allow Mr. McIntyre to complete a online course of continuing education, 6 hours in the area of documentation. If that is completed within 6 months and payment of a $500 civil penalty, then the revocation will not go into effect.
I'm not in favor of online.
Second.
So that's zero.
Okay.
You're not. not gonna be the second.
Michael's the second.
We got the, it's been first and second, you're in discussion.
So, yes, now you can.
I'm not in favor of the online course. This gentleman has had an excess of 4 years to fund the documentation course. And I've said time and time again, if I were in these shoes, I'd be looking for something the minute I walked out of this boardroom. So I'm not in favor of that.
Generally, I agree with you, except for the statement that they're fine with online on this case, and so I'll go with the state's request.
I'm still not in favor.
Any other discussion? We are in discussion, so.
May I just ask for a clarification on the continuing education? Would that be in addition to what is required for renewal, or can he use this as part of the renewal?
This would be an additional.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think it would only affect if you renewal in Arizona, so.
Correct.
I'm not sure what New Jersey has, but.
That's correct, and that he wouldn't be able to use it for his Arizona license.
Any other discussion? You guys ready for the question then?
So the order is for a state revocation, 6 hours of documentation that can be performed online, payment of a $500 civil penalty within 6 months. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
No.
Yes.
Mr. Quinn?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Hi, Mr. McIntyre. Thank you very much for being willing to be present by phone. And I'm sure if you have any questions, the staff will be happy to answer those for you. Okay? So.
Again, my only question is the difficulty in finding such a course that I have to meet the, has to be live or
no,
not in.
No, it's, no, we've approved an online course.
Ah, okay, I didn't hear that.
Okay. So. You provide us with a nice long list, so pick one and enjoy.
That's the problem. There wasn't one for 6 credits that would also be acceptable in Arizona. I checked each and every one of them.
It doesn't have to be approved for Arizona.
It doesn't have to be
approved
for Arizona.
It has to be approved through staff.
It has to be approved by our staff. So find one, let the staff know what it is, and if they approve it, you're good to go.
Okay.
Okay? But you got 6 months.
Fine, thank you.
So,
understood.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, since everybody's in place, do you want to be ready for the next formal?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the top of the list. Case number 19-21, Ashley Burton, physical therapist assistant.
This hearing, can I make a motion?
Yes, do so.
I'd move to dismiss this case.
I'm going to have to defer because it's different than my counsel earlier. So I thought that there were some things we need to get into the record before we could do that.
And
can you help me?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the board, you may want to ask the state if they have a position on this.
Yes, Mona Baskin, Assistant Attorney General, representing the state of Arizona in this case. In this case, it has subsequently been discovered that Ashley Burton's compact has her privilege to practice in the state of Arizona is expired, so this board lacks jurisdiction to proceed. This can be conferred with Dr. Donahue.
That's correct.
And then I would not object to dismissing this case.
Okay, so my question is, I thought I had to go in and start the whole formal hearing process to get it in the record, but we can shortcut that?
No, certainly you can introduce it and then entertain the motion to dismiss, but for the record, just introduce it as the.
Okay. All right. So this is the date and time and place where the matter dealing with actually Hepburn, okay? Scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy.
It's the same.
Ashley Burton.
Her maiden name is Hepper and her married name is now.
Okay.
Same person. You're all right.
Move to dismiss.
Second.
Yeah, I'm just groping here.
No, you're doing great.
It's been moved in second to dismiss.
Move to dismiss based upon the lack of jurisdiction.
Lack of jurisdiction.
All right, so we're in discussion. I was actually thinking you were going into executive session.
Oh, do we try to go into executive session?
Well, we have to address this motion first if I.
Oh, I will withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Probably second session.
Okay, then I'll make the motion to go into executive session to obtain legal advice.
Second.
Okay.
So we have to vote first.
I know, I'm waiting.
Now they withdrew, they removed.
So, do we have to vote?
No, you removed, you do not have to.
No, okay.
Yes, we have a motion to go into executive session.
Oh, executive session, Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter.
Yes.
Dr. Pastia.
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell.
Yes.
Ms. Remick.
Yes.
Mr. Klink.
Yes.
At 1:08.